number 10, I will firmly trust in thy word, from the Martyr's Mirror. Besides the above-mentioned George Blorock, there was also one Hans van der Reeve, both of whom belonged to the number of those who sincerely received the truth of the Holy Gospel and helped found and build the Christian Church in the time when the truth had long been obscured in popery and by other errors, and when they had thus for a time faithfully exercised their ministry, edified and instructed many, and put their talent effectually to usury. Matthew 25, verse 15, they were finally apprehended by the envious children of Cain and burned at Clausen in Etzlant, A.D. 1529. And in order to show that in all this they rejoiced in God and also sought to console and strengthen their brethren, they left them the following memorial. Lord God, I will praise thee now and until my end, because thou hast given me faith by which I have learned to know thee. Thou sendest to me thy divine word, which I am able to find and perceive that it is from pure grace. From thee, O God, have I received it as thou knowest. I firmly hope that it will not return unto thee void. Isaiah 55, verse 11. O Lord, strengthen my heart to this. My heart rejoices because I know thy will. When I felt the heavy load of sin in me, which exceedingly troubled me. Psalms 38, verse 6. I would have had to perish and suffer everlasting pain hadst thou, O God, not come to me with the word of thy divine grace. Acts 10, verse 37. For this I will now magnify and praise thy glorious name forever, because thou dost always show thyself a merciful dear Father. Cast me not off, but receive me as thy child. Therefore I cry unto thee, help, O Father, that I may be thy child and heir. O Lord, strengthen my faith. Luke 17, verse 5. Else if thy help should not succor me, my building should soon fall. Do not forget me, O Lord, but be with me always. Thy Holy Spirit protect and teach me, that in all my sufferings I may ever receive thy consolation, so that valiantly fighting in this conflict I may gain the victory. 1 Corinthians 9, verses 25-27. The enemy fights a battle with me in the field in which I now am. He would fain drive me from the field. But thou, O Lord, givest me the victory. He ran against me with sharp weapons, so that all my limbs quaked before the false doctrine in their constraints. But thou, O Lord, hadst compassion upon me, and didst help me, thy son, poor man, with thy grace and powerful hand, and maddest me to overcome. O God, how soon didst thou hear me! Thou speedily camest with thy help, and turnest back mine enemies. Therefore I will sing praises unto thy name in my heart, and forever spread abroad the grace which has come to me. Now, I pray thee, Father, for all thy children, preserve us all forever from all the enemies of our souls. I must not trust in the flesh. 1 Peter 1, verse 24, which perisheth and abideth not, but I will firmly trust in thy word. Psalms 1 and 5, verse 9, this be my consolation on which I rely. It shall deliver me from all my distresses to everlasting rest. The hour of the last day, to which we all must come, is at hand. Dear Lord, help us to bear the cross to the destined place, and turn thyself to us with all grace, that we may commend our spirit into thy hands. I sincerely pray thee for all our enemies, O Lord, however many there may be, do not lay their sins to their charge, Lord. I entreat this according to thy will. Acts 7, verse 60. And thus we, I, George Blorock, and Hans van der Reeve, will depart in peace. May the good God through grace lead us into his everlasting kingdom, as we firmly trust that he will, and finish his holy work in us, and give us strength to the end. Amen. This evidently came to pass, when these two so steadfastly and boldly died and were burned for the truth.